Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This could, all go horribly wrong at any minute.
Hello and welcome to Lewis Black's Rantcast 123, the 123rd Rantcast, entitled March Madness Redux. Yes, I'm calling it March Madness Redux because I've never used the word redux, which means brought back. I don't know if you knew that. I didn't really. I had to look it up. I thought it might mean that. But I like the sound of it, and because I'll be talking about March Madness. But first, a report on the rubber chicken. Rumors continue to abound about his whereabouts this week. It appears that he may be registering to run against George Santos, who is planning to run again. Right now, he's starting up his campaign for office now while he's under investigation. And apparently, the rubber chicken has found a coop out there and is planning to go after George Santos. Now, whether this is true or not, I don't know. I get these reports sporadically from the field, so it could be true. It may not be true, but certainly, if he is going after George Santos, I wish him nothing but the best. I'm sad he hasn't returned home. Really, I miss him, especially here in the quiet and sad cable access studio that I find myself in, talking to you and. That's the one thing that brings some joy to me, and that and March Madness, which I realize I am addicted to. Okay, I was supposed to get some work done this weekend as I go out next week to Skokie and Nashville, Indiana, Skokie, Illinois, and I was hoping really to be learning my act. And on Thursday, the game started, and I had them in the background there. You know, like when I used to do homework when I was a kid, you listen to some rock and roll and read. Back before there was ADD, you just did it. And it worked because the music forced me to concentrate more on what I was reading. With the games on, I couldn't concentrate on my act. And I don't know if you've had this problem yourself when you're working on something and your brain just refuses to. My brain says to me, hey, Lewis, you know this shit. So what are you doing? Why are you looking at it? Huh? You know, you're just getting up and talking anyway. So what difference does it make? You know what the order of those topics you're going to talk about. You know, what do you need to be finding the going back through the what you did before? You know, you took time away again. Huh? Come on. This is going to be no sweat. If you could take this much time away from your act, then you really know. God damn it. It's unbelievable. The brain, just what the brain will do to us. But the brain knew well enough to go out and watch those games as a way to keep me from paying any attention to my act. And I have to say, I just take great joy in it. And watching it develop year after year, it's getting a little more psychotic now. I feel more like we're watching minor league basketball, and because now we have the one and dones, those who play for a year. But now with this thing called the portal, which I really like the whole concept of them, the whole science fiction of it, that you were shot out of one college and all of a sudden mysteriously end up on the basketball court of another college, and they're playing into their fifth year. There are some guys playing this past weekend who look like they're in their 40s. And but the games were terrific, and they always are. And and it's, there's still, you know, a certain amount of purity to the game. I mean, I'm saying that, but I just, as I said it, my brain went, go fuck yourself, purity. You're so full of shit. They're paying them now, so help. And that's what they need, and they should be. But I don't know really, and we'll find out 10 years from now how that affects the game and what it was that prevented colleges really from outside of money from really, being able to at least make it possible. If somebody stayed 4 years, then, you know, they could have rewarded them afterwards. But nah, they drove them into the arms of pro basketball early, and now many stay on, as they did at the University of North Carolina, a team that did really great last year, almost won it. And the kids returned to do it again and didn't do it. I don't know if it was because they were on salary this year and that caused some riff, or the coach. Nobody's talked about it properly, but I thought I'd mention it. But it's really opened up the whole tournament to me because I'm able to sit there and I don't have really a pony in the race. So it's kind of gratifying. But what I ended up realizing watching this one finally dawned on me. The amount of people involved with their brackets and picking teams, and there's just millions of people out there doing this. Some for the joy of just the picking of it, some for the potential cash value, some to just, but you know, to make themselves insane. And that's really what's mad. What's the madness about March and the brackets? The gut of it is you find yourself inevitably watching a game and the team that you really like, which a lot of the times is the underdog, or may even be the one that's supposed to win the game, that you believe the other team, which you don't really like, or which you have no investment in, but sometimes you don't really like, okay? And you find yourself rooting against the team you like, which is insane. And so, rooting for the team that you don't like over the team that you do like creates a certain madness to it. And that you sit there and watch the game and your brain is kind of going back and forth, arguing with itself. Why are you doing this way? Well, I do want to win. And in many ways, it seems to be very similar to our relationship to the news in a way. We watch it with this kind of, exasperation, and we lose our minds watching it. many is the time. We go, why am I sitting here watching them repeat the same thing over and over again? This whole thing with Tuesday and Trump, it's going to happen this Tuesday because he said it's going to happen this Tuesday. The grand jury here in New York is going to convict him. And so we've got some news about that. They've had no news. They've had no news since he said this. And he's the one who said it, not the grand jury. So now we brought him back in as like somewhat. Wait, why, how does he get to say it and that becomes news? No. It becomes news for maybe 10 minutes. And then that's it. Then shut the fuck up. But yet we'll sit there, some of us like myself, but which is why I'm glad there was basketball on, because I don't have to pay attention to this shit. All right? But it's the same stuff. You kind of just find yourself staring at the screen, except that there's a joy in watching the basketball that there isn't to the news. But there is a madness to the sitting there and going through game after game after game. And probably, the first, 60-70%, you probably have picked the teams you like, maybe. Maybe 50%. But then, boy, it gets worse and worse and worse. You're picking teams you don't care about. And you're really not watching the games for the game, in a sense, after a while. Especially if you're in one of these pools. All of a sudden, just the nature of being in a pool and it being somewhat competitive, you find yourself cheering for a team for all the wrong reasons, just because, you're the one, you believe they're the ones who should win. They're the ones who are supposed to win. Even though, in your heart of hearts, the team you want to root for, you don't. Which I think that type of denial makes for a complete insanity. And it kind of is very similar, as I said, to news and the insanity that we seem to live through, that we kind of seem to be drawn to a madness. And as joyful as this tournament is, I'm finding myself sitting there watching some games going, what is the matter with me? Why don't I just pick the teams? Well, if you pick the teams you really like and root for them, you think that's going to help? Huh? Are you going to be able to win? You think so? And I've played in many of these things for years, and it's for no money. I'm making myself crazy for no money. But this year I'm in one in particular where I could win some money, and don't tell anybody, because there's a billion people out there doing this, and I'm in first place. For the first time ever, I am in first place. And as they went into the Sweet 16, I, much like those kids who entered the locker room, yelling and screaming, I started to yell and scream as I saw after the Gonzaga game last night and they pulled it out, thank God. And I do like Gonzaga because Jeff Stilson, my opening act now, is a big Gonzaga fan, so you kind of convert to whoever you're around. And so I went into the, I took a bottle of champagne and went in my bathroom and I soaked myself in champagne and now I just need to take this week to get ready to focus on those next games where I'll be rooting again for teams I don't like. But it certainly has worked out and the games have been spectacular. They always are, win or lose, seriously. They are spectacular. As really we find ourselves when it comes to the word spectacular, that now people are, there's irritation that they're going after Donald Trump for, as Kevin McCarthy says, these are very, this is political. No, it's not political. There's a chance he broke the law. They brought it in front of a group of a grand jury of citizens who get to have power for that moment. Okay? And some of those citizens may have a bias, yes. But most of the people, I believe, who are working in the legal system in this country are not bias. I don't think they have the energy. They may be conservative in terms of the law, who are liberal in terms of the law. But do they have a political bias. A few, I believe. But the rest of them don't, because the rest of them don't have the energy. Because I believe just to learn the language that a lawyer has to learn, and in almost inscrutable, that's why we hire them. They are speaking in a language that none of the rest of us want to fucking learn. Do you ever look at your mortgage? You ever look at any contract? Tons of these contracts that I've signed for a variety of shows and deals that I've been involved in. I don't know what I'm reading. And if the party of the first part does the second part, and there's a third part, and it could be your part of the party part, and be sure to get down there and do some shopping so that by the party of the fifth part shows up, you're going to be able to serve them some wonderful canapes, you know? But what the fuck? It's they are so wrapped up in the philosophy and logic of law, I believe, that they don't have time. And he paid money during a campaign to hush up the porn star, you know, to pay, you know, to make sure it didn't get out or whatever the fuck it is. I don't even care anymore. It has been around for so long that one would have thought, and it was thought back then by many, this was, why aren't they, you know, taking him to court for this? They took to court Michael Cohen, and he's the lawyer. He goes to jail. And then, of course, today, he did a lot of other stuff, and that's why he ended up in jail. Okay, fine. But still, the impetus for this was not him, the lawyer. The impetus for the lawyer was, Cohen was to, he's on retainer, wants to get his paycheck, so he does the bidding of the man who said, get these checks. He didn't just go, I'm going to give these checks. I'm sorry, I don't believe that. And for Kevin McCarthy to say, we're going to do an investigation of this because, you know, he should be subject to the same laws as everyone else. This is the same laws, okay? These are the laws. And he has to abide by them. Son of a bitch. Okay? And if he's off, he gets off. All right? And the system worked. But allow the system to work. All right? And the Republicans are puffing their chest up. We don't like this kind of going after somebody because of politics. Well, then you stop it, and the Democrats should stop it. Okay? But this has nothing to do with politics. Something occurred, and it has to be dealt with. And you guys have done the same thing, only you couldn't find the evidence. All right? Wasn't hidden from you. Okay? You dug at it. But literally, there should never, ever be either party involved seriously in terms of manipulating the Justice Department or the legal system in any way, shape, or fucking form. That's simple, okay? That's really easy, all right? Even our four fucking fathers knew that, and they didn't have proper dentistry, okay? And, of course, now everyone is on edge here in New York as we wait to see if if he is indicted, because he's asked for protests against this, and we have to take America back again, get our country back again. And so now they're worried that there will be violent protests here in New York. Just great. Meanwhile, nothing has happened. Nothing. Both sides riled up. This has occurred. At what point do you kind of turn the spigot off on his fucking information that he spews like there's no tomorrow, like that's news? I heard blah, 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 blah. I don't give a fuck if he was the president, okay? Then you just say, that's what he thinks. That's it. Now shut up. Shut up until... And then if there's an indictment, then you can fucking say we should investigate it if that's what you fucking want to do and interfere with the goddamn balance of power in this country. All right? Fucking nonsense. God damn it. We do everything, you know, it's all about what ifs. We don't live in it's impossible to live in the moment. It's tough enough trying to focus on the moment when you're wondering about what if, who's going to be the, excuse me, if you're wondering about what if and who's going to be the president, and we, you know, we elect someone, the president, we elect someone to Congress, the next thing you know, the day after, they're asking who's going to be running next year. And then meanwhile, you know, you got from you got the one who's challenging him is DeSantis, or DeSanitary, as I like to call him. He is running through a list of things. He's now trying to get them to re-edit social studies books in his state. Now he's putting his fingers in education. This shit has got to stop. All right? That isn't your fucking job as a governor, unless somehow they're teaching fascist kind of, they're teaching the young kids to be fascists or whatever, or to really, I mean, it's just beyond my comprehension. He fucking nosing around in this, but they're doing to placate him, you know, for the folks who want to get their social study books published and sold in Florida. The original, the current version of a Studies Weekly lesson on Rosa Parks. Rosa Parks. In 1955, Rosa Parks broke the law. In her city, the law said African Americans had to give up their seats on the bus if a white person wanted to sit down. She would not give up her seat. The police came and took her to jail. That's it. That's the history of the situation. At the Civil Rights Museum in Memphis, Tennessee, I went in the bus, and you get a sense of what that was like. It really has an effect on you, unless you're insensate, and it gets to your brain. Because you realize this can't happen again. This shouldn't have happened then, and it cannot happen again. Those who do not learn their history are doomed to repeat it. It's that simple. It's a really good fucking lesson. It's a biblical lesson. Okay? And we have learned 1,000 of them. We're celebrating. We're going through the 20th anniversary of the war in Iraq this week, and talk about, you had Vietnam, and one would think we would have learned that lesson, but especially the elders who took us to war, the folks who were the fucking youngsters who fought in Vietnam, and then they go, well, this time we're going to win it because it's a desert. Fucking assholes. Unbelievable. It's tough enough if you know history not to repeat it, but to not know it, good luck. So now they've got the new one, is Rosa Parks showed courage. One day she rode the bus. She was told to move to a different seat because of the color of her skin. She did not. She did what she believed was right. So no mention of the police, none. And then in the final revised edition of this, Rosa Parks showed courage. One day she rode the bus. She was told to move to a different seat. She did not. She did what she believed was right. Okay? Really? That's the lesson? They tell you to move? I literally, breath gets caught in my chest, my throat, my nose, and I literally stop breathing because I can't imagine that has anything to do with any kind of history whatsoever. All right? The cops came. They took her to jail. That's really important. She was black. That's really important. She was supposed to sit at the back of the bus. That's really important. All of those facts, really fucking important. That's why I was watching basketball all weekend. This kind of madness is too much. And Putin wandered around the Ukraine today. All right, that's enough. And so I'm going to wrap things up now. There's exciting news from Canada, where a Canadian court has
confirmed and ruled that flipping the bird to anyone is not only legal, but a God-given charter enshrined right that belongs to every red-blooded Canadian and American and Norwegian and Venezuelan. So fuck it. Fuck you. Fuck my brackets if I get screwed. Fuck Congress for trying to interfere with whatever the fuck is happening down the street in that courthouse before they even fucking know. So fucking sit on this. Fucking bullshit. But to finally have the bird really enshrined in law, we are moving forward. The world is evolving. We can finally say, hey, fuck you. Of course, the Canadian court will then have to rule if somebody does that, is that inflammatory? And does that then allow you to become involved in some sort of a fight? Okay, we'll be talking about that, I'm sure, in a few months. That's just recently just happened, but something that occurred and to show that we're not as dumb as, you know, there are other countries just as dumb as we are, is the way I wanted to put that. A federal court in Germany, meanwhile, ruled that a man, and this is a while back, of course, who injured himself at home while walking from his bed to his desk was technically commuting and is thus entitled to workman's compensation. Sure. Getting to his desk from probably his bedroom. Are you shitting me? From his bed, yeah, from his bed to his desk. Maybe, you know, unbelievable. That is, injured himself during that walk. Wow. So for those of you out there who might have during the pandemic, and even now, as many continue to work at home, there's a little suit you might want to think of if you can use the German court as precedent. And that's what we got today. I wore my National Comedy Center t-shirt. And for those of you out there who don't know it, take a look online and go to the website. I think you'll be amazed at what we're doing there. I'm thrilled to be the co-chair of the Honorary Advisory Board. I've been involved with them for years. I've told you about this. And also the Kurt Vonnegut Museum and Library, you'll be hearing me as we do some more fundraising for a group that is really just getting off the ground. But looking for a place to take a vacation and the kids, and a really reasonable one in an area of the country that is stunning. Jamestown, New York, the National Comedy Center. And so I leave you now with the rants that came into the show in Dallas, Texas, 2018 on April 26th. And it was my joy to read them, and I hope it's you get as much joy from hearing them. I thought it would be a shorter, you know, intro today, but obviously I had to blather on. And I hope you enjoyed spending time with me as much as I've enjoyed spending with you. I'll be back on the road this week. I look forward to seeing you. Take care of each other.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
We are coming to you tonight from Dallas, Texas, at the Majestic Theater. And this has been an absolutely, this audience has been fucking unbelievable. And now you're going to watch as I tell them something, reveal a truth about myself, and they will turn on me so quickly, it will astonish you at home. Because I am in I'm in a part of the country that really that is owned in their hearts and souls are owned by the Dallas Cowboys, and I some of them are hiding. Those who are booing have moved here from another city, and have not been genetically altered. I am a fan of the Washington football team. Yeah. What a threat we are. I'm sure, Bob, boy, really a threat. Oh boy, we're gonna come get you. So no, this is really Dallas is Dallas gets this. Remarkable press. I, as of late, really getting extraordinary press about the art that is here. They're truly great galleries. It's also become like another foodie fucking fuck place. And I'd love to be able to tell you about any of this, but I don't have a car. And you have to have a car. There's no other way around it, and I'm not gonna just go Uber, taxi cab. I've never even seen a taxi here, and I've been here a lot. And I don't know where they are, and I don't know where they hide. And I don't even know where these people who are here tonight hide. But if you like to drive, you want to come here. If that's your idea, fuck, I want to take a vacation, and I really want to put on, let's say, I want to do like maybe 15 miles per gallon a day. Even though your car probably gets 40, this is the city you're going to want to be in. And you can go to all those places. I think at certain points, certain buildings here actually block out the sun. It's really fucking spectacular. It's literally, I have no idea where it stops, where it ends. It's just fucking all of it. Literally, you will land here and go, what the fuck is happening? There doesn't, and there just seem to be in offices. I don't know what they're up to. I don't know what they're doing. I think it's all very sketchy.
We are staying in a giant city in Dallas that you can't see Dallas from.
Yeah, that's true. But we're and our hotel is connected to a mall. That's right. I didn't even go out today because I said, fuck. Everything's here. It's the last mall in America. Yes, sirree, you people still shop. Good for you. Our city is, this is from Shannon. Our city is hosting an NFL draft party this weekend. That's actually tonight. The draft is taking place. And the Washington football team, we drafted five McDonald's franchises. We didn't bother with a player this year. We just, in places that the franchise is making a lot of money, it's very exciting for us. And we all get a dollar off whenever we go to one of those. Our city's hosting an NFL draft party this weekend. Texas taxpayers have contributed an extra, I can't believe this, $2 million. You fucking idiots. Really? $2 million to help support the event? We already spent millions of dollars to build the stadium, and good job there. And when do these moocher business tycoons start taking care of themselves and stop living on government help? Every time we do, they just buy more events, invite their rich party friends, and ask for more. Fuckers. She was so pissed, she actually wrote two of them. She was pissed, and then she wrote one again. Get a job and stop mooching, you fuckers. This is from Melinda. It's really amazing how women are just starting to get fucking, Texans think that freedom means that grocery stores give out ocean-choking plastic bags. People can pour oil down storm drains. Kids learn slavery was not so bad. Teaching kids about Jesus riding dinosaurs in public schools. And God will kill you for premarital sex. But women can't get abortion. Trans people can't be without a birth certificate. And black people can't vote. Well, thanks, Melinda. That's the reason people will be pouring into Dallas. That's the kind of stuff, though. If you really want to stop people from moving to your town, that's the kind of shit you got to get out there. I've always felt that. That's saying, oh, we're the greatest place on earth. No, tell them how shitty stuff is. Boy, oh, boy, you're fucked. They're pouring shit down the storm drain. Look at that! And this is from Michelle, because the hits keep happening. Can you do anything to help us get rid of the weasel-faced, rat-fuck, Tea Party, dick-faced piece of shit, Ted Cruz? Can you take him on your bus and toss him out the window in fucking Utah? Thanks, asshole. This is just be funny, Bill says. I finally get a night away from the kids. Don't make me waste it. Thanks, Bill. I hope you haven't wasted it, Bill. Jill, who said adding tolls to more Dallas highways, yeah, like I need it to cost me more to get to work. That's good. That's another reason to move here, because then you get to pay money to ride on shitty roads. That's great. It's one thing after another. This is from someone who's, this is from Des. Seriously, this guy's fedora has a better sight of the stage than I do. This is so true night after night. Charge the hat for the seat. We are up in the balcony, section C. I'm the one with the storm from the X-Men hair. That you admit that is really wonderful. And any comedic joke will be replaced with the hat that I have now named Bob. It's blue with a dark blue band. I've already given it a full persona with a backstory. And he has, circa 2002, life on the streets of Taiwan. All hope lost. Then, like all great moments in this world, chance takes hold and scoops sweet Bob from the brink of destruction. He's shipped to America, forced to be displayed at Walmart, sold into head-covering servitude. He finds himself at the cusp of freedom, but shackles to the scalp of this dude in front of me. Desperately, he clings to the idea of freedom, hoping, praying for a moment to flee. No such luck. And here I am staring at it, wondering, what could have been if I didn't have to imagine him narrating all of your jokes because the guy in front won't take him off? This is from Mike. What do I think about flat earthers? Born too late. Seriously, God, it's just so sad that your time came and went. Hundreds of years ago. It was 100 years ago, fucknut. Okay? We went to space, they turned around, they were on the moon, they were really on the moon, they were really on the moon, they were really on the moon. Okay? Can't do enough drugs to come up with this flat earth fuck thing. Can't. Son of a bitch. Seriously, you want to believe in a flat earth, go create a 14th century village somewhere and give yourself the plague. Have rats running around. Have them put feces in your food. Whatever it takes to make you feel like the earth is really flat. That's what you need to do. Now, Brian, I'm not sure if you wrote this, but I think Nicole wrote it, actually. Right? This is about I had a student who was unprepared and blamed me, so he wrote, fuck you, cunt. Oh yeah, really shocked. An audience filled with adults, shocked by the word cunt. Wow, like you'd never heard it, not in this state. God damn it. I'm gonna read it again now that you've upset me. I had a student who was unprepared and blamed me, so he wrote, fuck you, cunt, on his physics test and turned it in. The student is in the 11th grade. The parent wanted to know what grade I was going to give and would I allow a retake. And then it says Nicole, who I think is probably maybe the teacher, but wow. Well, that's why you don't give, you can't arm teachers. I mean, you just can't. Not in light of that. You can't have an adult walk into the room after the kid wrote, fuck you, cunt. You really? And you're gonna stand there and go, get out, boy, can she, are you shitting me? You just kind of, you'd print it on your head. The only thing you do is print it in bright red lipstick on your head. Fuck you, cunt, and go. And not say anything. This is from Sam, who I don't think is here, but I'm getting stuff from him all the time. I thought it went well with this. One of my students asked me who influences my teaching style, and I immediately replied, Lewis Black and Mr. Rogers. Does this mean I'm fucked up? Yes, it means you're fucked up. Okay. This is from Mike. Drivers in Texas need to realize this one simple fact. Your traffic too, asshole. A turn signal isn't meant to tell you where you are going. It's to tell us. where you plan on veering your ton-and-a-half piece of shit next. And get off your fucking phone. Sure, it's been said a million times in a million ways, but don't give me a dirty look when I blast my horn because you've managed to sit through an entire green light because Janet's cat pics are more important than getting the fuck out of the intersection we've been stuck at for 15 minutes now. Daniels asks, should I marry this crazy lady next to me? Well, it depends on whether you know her. And if she's wearing a fedora. This is from Jennifer, who's here. Whenever I listen to Trump speak, with every loop back to nonsense, sudden skip to a new topic, outright lies and leaps in logic, I have a series of what would be medically termed as a fucking fireworks show inside my head. I know that these tiny strokes or aneurysms are building to the grand finale, where everything left gets launched into my cortex. Forget North Korea or Iran dropping a bomb on me. Someday, I'll listen a minute too long trying to figure out what the fuck this man is talking about. And my head will explode. I have two more to read. One is really, this is from Nash. Hi, Lewis, I promise this will get funny. Well, funny-esque. With everything going on in the news cycle, I often wonder if ego and pride are the cause of this country's seeming inability to resolve our most heartbreaking and long-standing problems. Not even the ego and pride of our president, whose name I can't hear without an EpiPen injection, but our ego, our pride. Events like the Florida or Vegas shootings trigger the understandable question, why did this happen? We immediately retreat to our old ideas and prejudices, sling arrows from a distance, and read selective media that reinforce our existing views. The result? We abstain from the sort of civilized discourse needed to resolve the systemic problems. It's as if saying, maybe I was wrong about, insert literally anything here, or fuck, I don't know, is somehow shameful. It isn't, and we so desperately need that sort of language, starting with gun violence in the United States. So I'll start. I decided my first drive after being given my car at 16 would take place at a drive-around safari zoo. Liquor, ostriches, and cars don't mix. I was wrong. So fucking wrong. Before puberty, I developed an unfortunate affinity for our family's pool jets. I was wrong. I've suggested people, not guns, are the main problem with gun violence, according to, you know, fucking math. I was wrong. I've implied that neither my white race nor growing up with privilege had a star-spangled fuck to do with the opportunities I've been given. I was wrong. I've claimed I've never demonstrated prejudice. I was wrong. I've claimed homosexuality was toxic for society. As the love of my life, a man with whom I've spent the last 6 years can attest to, I was wrong there too. I said I'd never come out gay to my family. Surely they wouldn't accept it. Well, Dad's here with me tonight. And I was wrong, so wrong. He was just happy I stopped sticking my little stinger in pool jets. Why do we hold introspection, changing one's mind, and admitting fault in such high regard when others do it in TED Talks, but we refuse to do it ourselves? Again, I can only assume ego and pride. We need to get our peckers out of our pool jets, abandon our foxholes, and admit our ideas are imperfect or wrong, starting with gun violence. And this is from Nash. I'm not sure where you're staying, but the W has a wonderful hotel here in Dallas, and son of a bitch, some of the best goddamn pool jets in the Northern Hemisphere. I'm glad I'm not staying there. I end this with David, who sent it in this evening. Think from the audience, I'm sick and tired of seeing kids texting to their friends when they're standing right in front of each other. As a teacher, I can't tell you how many times I've seen two or more kids in a group staring down at their phones and then reacting to something simultaneously without raising their eyes or opening their mouths for anything other than a snicker or a laugh. Pretty soon, we'll be looking at our mouths the same way as we do wisdom teeth. Fucking useless. It's been a pleasure spending time with you in Dallas. Thank you. Thanks to all of you for listening to my rantcast. If you have a rant you want to get off your chest, send it in to me at lewisblack.com/live. You can think of it as therapy or whatever you want to think of it as. Just let it rip. And I want to thank the true stars of our show, the ranters, and the splendid rants they gave us. Lewis Black's Rantcast was created and hosted by me. Aha, Lewis Black. Our live rant audio was produced by James Salton. Our theme song by Chris Lane. Executive producer, Ben Brew. Executive producers, Matt Kleinschmidt and Robert Kelly for the Laugh Button Podcast.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.